Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
I've got some Dolphins-Falcons props. 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored is brought to you by the Lexus TX. Room for all your passions in three rows of luxurious comfort. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. I saw this morning, I don't know if it's changed, I'm going to look right now, the Tua rushing prop. You know what it is?
1.5.
4.5.
Ooh.
And the thing that makes me nervous is, again, I feel like he doesn't rush until the second half or the end of the first half. Like, he doesn't look to run.
No.
And if he's not in, that would prevent him from hitting the over. This is the first week. Remember, I have cashed that ticket for 7 weeks. He has hit the rushing prop over. 7 weeks. I was tempted this morning to bet the under 4.5 rushing yards.
We talked about this when you were saying kind of let Tua recalibrate for a week. Tua has to throw 3 more interceptions to take him out the game again.
But he could, is my point. Like, you're saying it like it can't happen. It keeps happening.
Yeah.
And Solana was telling us, you thought the Cleveland defense was good? Atlanta's defense is really good.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, like, to go, he'd really have to have a bad game to get benched. Yeah. That's what he's been doing.
Super conservative, a bunch of checkdowns.
How are you going to play a super conservative game, though?
I know.
You're playing for, I mean, like, your football lives. Super conservative.
Just try to get a first down.
I saw, obviously, we know Darren Waller. Darren Waller's not going to play, and I just saw Julian Hill's probably not going to play.
Yeah.
Did you say that?
Yeah.
Oh, because I read it from David Fioronis. It resonates more when I see it from Fioronis. He's not going to have many weapons. He only went to Jaylen Waddle once last week. I could see this thing going south and them just going, hey, this ain't working. We need to win this game. This ain't working.
What's the baseline for the Dolphins? Is it what we saw in Buffalo, which was, okay, at the very least they can stay in games, they can compete. We saw that a couple times, right? They did that against the Chargers. They did that against the Panthers. They did that against the Patriots. One-score games. Or has it fallen so badly that the baseline is Cleveland? I don't know. Because,
I don't know.
Because if it is closer to what we saw against Cleveland, then Sunday in Atlanta is going to be maybe worse.
That's what I feel.
It could be a boring game. It can be embarrassing. I'm not talking about the 25 point. I'm not talking about the score. Interception, touchdown, get the ball back, 3 and out, then another interception, they go down and score. Like, they cannot look like they don't belong in the NFL. They look like they shouldn't have been out there. Like, they didn't practice before the week of the Browns game.
But what makes you think this week is going to look any different?
Dome. What'd they have? They had dust mites. Y'all told me there was dust mites.
Midges.
That was midges. There's no midges in a dome. We're good to go, baby.
Other things in a dome. I don't know what. But you know, there can be other things.
Honestly, X and O-wise, did you watch what McCaffrey did against them in their loss to the 49ers? McCaffrey was crazy. Out the backfield, everything. Devon Achane should get 20-plus touches this game. McCaffrey went crazy.
But the point of that is everyone knows the ball's going to end up in Devon Achane's hands. So if you're a defensive coordinator or just a defensive player, you know the ball is going to end up in Devon Achane's hands 70% of the time.
But McCaffrey's not sneaking up on anybody.
But he's Christian McCaffrey.
But I would just say that approach, throwing out the backfield, I don't know his numbers, but I'm sure he touched the ball a
McCaffrey,
I have
him here. 24 carries, 129 yards, 2 touchdowns, 7 receptions, 72 yards, an average of 10 receiving yards per reception.
So 200 all-purpose yards for McCaffrey. Devon Achane's very good. He's not McCaffrey.
Correct.
But that approach, 31 touches? Can Devon get 30 touches? Yes, because that's their offense.
Right. But literally, that's the offense.
Run it. Run the offense.
I mean, Tua tried to throw it to him on the sidelines to start the second half last week, and there were two guys there, and one of them ran the ball.
And
ran with the ball.
He was open. Tua overthrew him. It hit both his hands. If he throws it a little lower, that's a catch for 12, 15 yards.
Mac Jones, 5 carries, 11 rushing yards, by the way, last week against the Atlanta Falcons. If on Sunday, to Crowder's point, the Dolphins, and I understand the rosters are different, but the Dolphins can't figure out a way to get Devon Achane the ball, can't figure out a way to, at the very least, put some points on the board, move the chains, then, you know, I to Chris Perkins' point, what are we doing here with Mike McDaniel? As much as I still think this is more on Chris Greer than McDaniel, that's what a head coach does. You have Mac Jones starting, you figure out a way, some way, to go and compete to win a game. And McDaniel has not been able to do that. When everything's stacked against him, fine. The good coaches in the NFL still find a way to put a respectable product on the field. McDaniel consistently does the opposite.
And Perk said, because I asked him about this, why is he still there? I had a theory about the last firing. Perk said he likes a calm, friendly work environment. It's not getting nasty that they're losing either.
Well, that's the thing that kind of shocked me is that shouldn't be a calm work environment right now.
On edge.
Right? Like, Chris Greer should not be calm and happy. Mm-mm. Mike McDaniel shouldn't be. The team sure as hell shouldn't be. So, if he's not getting calls from Chris Greer complaining that Brian Flores isn't talking to him, and I get it. Stephen Ross has a multi-billion-dollar real estate empire to run. He doesn't want calls saying, I can't get along with my head coach. I get that. But, man, I kind of feel like his phone should be blowing up about things because the team is 1-6.
Hawk, you brought it up a couple times, or about a month ago, when the Ravens started getting terrible. And post-game with Harbaugh, where he was – you could tell he was pissed.
Yep.
Man, this is embarrassing. We're embarrassing our damn selves out here. And then McDaniel on the other side is, well, you know, a couple bad turns and guys.
This is where you learn about what you have in your intestinal fortitude.
So that's not an uncomfortable way. The coach McDaniel's not walking up there on Wednesday. That first get ready for the Falcons week. He's not cussing. He's not showing a low light film of the Browns game. That's what my coach used to do. You walk in, y'all bastards are terrible, and he show a low light reel and put the little pointer on everybody messing up. Y'all want to do this again in front of your parents, in front of the league, in front of the scout? Like, he would demean you because you're embarrassing us and yourself. There is no way McDaniel's doing that in a team meeting. There's no way in the hell he's hurting anyone's feelings during a team meeting. There's no way in that 2.5 hours he meets with Tua every damn day there's any criticism harshly.
I think in his mind he's being harsh by not naming the backup quarterback. I think
that's
like
the evil.
Like when you don't have that disposition, you find something where you're like, no, I'm doing exactly like everything's up for grabs, including the backup quarterback position. I've made no decision on the backup quarterback position. And it's like, what are you doing, man? But that's my, you know, again, I don't like to call for people's jobs. We've never really done that on the show. But I just, you know, after that Cleveland game, my point was, whatever Mike McDaniel said during the week after it was the Chargers game, right, that they had just whatever he said during the week to get past the Chargers collapse and the Tua postgame press conference, whatever he said during the week didn't work.
No.
Because they came out and crapped the bed in Cleveland. So why would they listen to him this week?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
And if they win, they win. If they lose, they lose. But you can't tell me that he's got the rapt attention of his players or his assistants.
I've told the story before with Cam Cameron. Week one in Washington playing the now Commanders, going to overtime, we get the ball. Three and out, we kick the ball to them, they drive the ball down our throats, kick field goal to win the game. Cam Cameron's message for that embarrassing loss in overtime to start the season, fellas, from the outside looking in, that was a heck of a game.
Right.
What does that give us for next week?
Right. Why am I going to listen to you?
We're coming off of Nick Saban. Nick Saban would have called us everything that God doesn't want us to say in that meeting. Oh, Cam ain't worried about us getting whooped in overtime. Like, I don't, and you don't, I'm not saying you're saying that, but you relax.
Right. No. You follow the lead of your leader.
But if Stephen Ross wants a relaxed, happy, calm environment, he has exactly what he's sitting in right now. You're sitting at 1-6,
yeah.
But it's nobody's cussing, nobody's screaming, nobody's making anybody uncomfortable.
The thing is, even though Mike McDaniel might not be cussing, I don't know what cussing does when you look at the team. Tanner Connor and Greg Dulcich are your starting tight ends. I don't know what cussing does.
Right, but again, this is going into this week. We've had seven games where you've had Tyreek, not that he's been available all seven, but through seven games, Tyreek has been available, Darren Waller has been available. Like, it's not like they're starting the season devoid of talent. Like, they had everyone at the beginning except Darren Waller.
Not just cuss words.
And by the way, they could have had a Rhondae Gadsden. I see that going crazy on social media,
yeah,
too, because you kind of needed a tight end. You decided to get rid of Jonnu and go with Darren Waller, and Aronde is sitting there in round 5. His dad played for the organization. You've obviously watched him and know who he is, and they whiffed on him.
No, not just the words we're not allowed to say on radio. So I'm not saying just yell out F and S and A and as much as you can. Challenge them disrespectfully. Todd Bowles used to do it. When Todd was running the defense, we get beat up in a game. Oh, y'all don't have any pride, do you? Mm. Oh, y'all going to do that in front of – y'all got kids? I didn't want to be y'all's kid anymore if y'all go out there and – like, just a aggressive football approach to it. Not, well, we're just, you know, we got to correct the – mistakes and move forward and get ready for the Falcons.
You'll look back on this 5 years from now and you will marvel at the growth that this was the generator of.
And we've talked about, you don't have a lot of people, they call them dogs. I just call them very aggressive human beings. You don't have a lot of aggressive human beings on this team. and the non-aggressive people are getting happy quotes and coddles, it's not going to turn around that way. And you, who brought up not cutting any? It was you, Hawk.
Yeah, there's never anybody coming in getting tried out on a Tuesday. And
1 in 6? We can't find anyone out there to do this job better.
Crazy.
Come on, man. I can't see a turnaround with the approach that they're having to this terrible season.
Let's get headlines brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
Well, you wanted somebody to come in. The Dolphins brought in Chris Majerus, and
But I wanted someone to come in and replace someone who was healthy on the active roster. They just needed a body. I want tryouts going on Tuesdays because heads could roll. And I feel like I would just see that every year with Flores or Wanstead, you know, like that there were guys being like, hey, we're not meeting expectations. We got to see if there are other people out there. And I feel like everybody's just very complacent.
Lane Johnson's not sitting in the street right now. There is somebody in the world that could play guard better than Savanaya can. I really believe that. He's getting run over, just run around every game.
And again, not that he's a bust. He's a rookie who's learning the position, and it takes a minute, and they're not good right now, and so that's part of it. So, no, you know, like, nobody's, I don't think, giving up on him, but there has to be someone who can do that better.
Yes.
I think people have given up on him, but they're saying, hey, we're playing the best people available week in, week out. If he is the best person available, I mean, he definitely, Hawk, to your point, I don't give up on a rookie through 7 games.
I'm
with you, but also I think there's enough body of work to say you were going to rely on him to be your starting guard.
Yeah, mistake.
A mistake to take him that high, a miss by Chris Greer, yep. And then your backup plan was Liam Eichenberg, and he's been on the IR before training camp even started. That's a mistake. And also the whole thing with Jonas Savainaya that's weird is that he's a right guard. His entire career is a right guard. They wanted him to be left guard, and they wanted to pair him with Patrick Paul. I get it, but clearly that's not working.
Right.
He's in over his head. Why not try to move him over to the right? And you know, I can't believe I'm saying this, but put Cole Strange at left guard. I don't know. Try to figure something else out, because clearly this isn't working. We had at least 1 week of Eichenbros. At least 1 week.
He was on IR when we started that.
I mean, he would have been a key ingredient to their success. And you guys poo-pooed it then. You wish he was there now.
What's the record if he was playing?
1 in 6.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.